And we've got Willie Hernan joining us to talk a bit about the track for racing tonight at Pakenham. How are you, Willie?
Yeah, good, now yourself?
Yeah, very well. What did you make of the track for racing today?
Today they race at Warrnambool, where the track's a soft 5, rails out to 4 metres and the penetrometer is 5.75. And tonight is Pakenham. They're on a good 4 track, rails out to 6 metres and the penetrometer is 5.95. They put 26 mils irrigation on for the week there. I had a walk at Pakenham and I thought the track walked in excellent condition. I walk with plenty of cushion underfoot. They did race here last week and the rail does go out to the 6 metre mark and it does walk mostly clean ground. From the 600 metre mark to the winning post, there's some very minor marking the inside 2 to 3 metres. But overall, the straight does walk pretty even and it should race fair. Top of 22 degrees is forecast for Pakenham today, so it should be a good day racing at Warrnambool and Pakenham, Nadia.
Definitely, Willie. Thank you for that. There's Willie Hernan and his reports on the tracks. Dean Lester joins us with his form assessment. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nads.
Pakenham racing tonight. We've got the 8 events. We just heard the latest on the track with a good 4 rating from Willie. What are your thoughts on the program?
Faced with a lot of short price favourites, especially early in the program. So, I'm probably focusing more on the second half of the program to just find a little bit of value because, yeah, they're going to go run round pretty short early in the night, that's for sure.
Well, let's have a look at race one. And as you mentioned, some shorties early, and this is one of them in the 2-year-old race over 1400 where we've got an odds-on favourite. Some of the other horses, they were given chances, but that would just be due to the fact that we've got a few first starters here and they're just trying to find their spot in the market. We've got number one, Ali Canto at 7. 9.50 Louis the Legend, Prince of Braemar 5.50, the Founders a first starter at 5.50, but Stablemate Gidar is the one that the market's really gravitated towards at $1.85, Dean.
Yeah, and I think she's got to be the one to beat Gidar. She's had a good preparation for this 1400 metre race. All three runs have been sound. The run to Metronome last start was good. And hit the line like a horse that's ready for 1400 metres and should get a good run. The improver here might be Louis the Legend. I thought had to chase very hard from a long way out in what ultimately was a pretty fast race behind Tin Hat at Ballarat, and wasn't a bad run really. I think the 1400 will suit and gets blinkers first time. And then the other Hayes Dabney runners, they really gang tackled this race. 5 the Founder and 3 Prince of Braemar. They actually trialled together at Werribee a little while back. I thought the Founder was more impressive of the two. Prince of Braemar has had the 1 race start, but 6 is clearly the one to beat. 2 might be the value for the multiple. 6-2-5-3.
6 from 2-5-3. We look at the second, Maiden over 1,000. Here you can take out 5, 10, and also 11. Number 3, Flying Murty at 225. 4 Rockets Echo at 850. Cleo's Poet at $5, and then you're down to Vienna Classic 6 and Iowa Fortune at $8.50.
Yeah, the key here looks to be Flying Murty, your first starter in the Greg Urell stable. Finished back in the field in a recent trial at Cranbourne, but it loved the way it travelled. And as soon as the markets went up, want to be a part of this horse. And there's not much opposition here, so I think it's certainly the one to beat. Number 3 from 12 Vienna Classic, who did enough on debut scratch from earlier in the week at Bendigo in preference for this race. 6 Cleo's Poet, back to 1,000 metres here, probably suits. Gave a fairly good sight last week at 1,200 metres. An Eagle Point might be next best, but he has had a few tries to break through for his maiden. But I think the race does revolve around number 3. 3, 12, 6 and 2.
3, 12, 6 and 2. We go to race number 3, and here you can take out runners 6, 8, 13 and the 16. We've got number 5, So You Like Her at $8.50, down to 7, Samari at $1.65. 424 Last Light, they're the only 3 single figures.
Yeah, and Samari was, you couldn't help but be impressed with the win in maiden grade last start. Steps up to the class 1 here and does step up to 2,000 metres. Very cramped odds, but looks a very progressive filly, probably on her way to one of the Oaks races in the next few weeks, whether it be Sydney or Adelaide, I'd imagine. 5, So You Like Her, might be loosely on that sort of path too, and ran okay last time out. 9, Blue Jay Way, just got knocked out of the contest in the Autumn Classic after about 400 metres, so it was a non-event for her last start, and her previous win at 2,000 metres was sound. She seems big odds, at least for the place, and Arden probably on a jumps campaign, but it was quite a neat win last start and drawn for a cheap run here. But Samari's certainly the one to beat in another shorty. 7, 5, 9 and 2.
7 from 5, 9, 2. We've got to race 4 3-year-old maiden over the 1,200. Take out 2, 7, 8 and also the 12. We've got the 5 Evil Cry, who's at $2.60, $8.50 for Tycoon Warrior. Watchdog at $2.40, though, the favourite resuming.
Yeah, he is resuming. I think he's resuming off knee surgery, and this horse has trialled up nicely. He showed promise last time in Watchdog. I expected him to be a little bit better price than this, but the market's really gravitated to him, and he looks very hard to beat off the back of that recent trial at Flemington. It was a fast trial, and he went well. Evil Cry resumes. He's contested a lot better races than this at various distances. His recent trials have been fair. He's got the blinkers on here. Does need to get the first win out of the way, and this is a good chance to do so. I think they're the main two, numbers 10 and 5. One Boss Tweed, I like him back in distance here. He's trialled well since that last run, and 9 Tycoon Warrior. Just thought he worked a little bit at Ballarat, better for that experience, and might be next best. But this looks quite a handy maiden. I think 10 and 5 are your key runners. 10, 5, 1, 9.
10 from 519, race 5, first leg of the quaddy. Take out runners 2, 9, 15 and 16. We've got number 5, Hinch in Time at $4.40, $6 Mystic Eyes, down to Somnium at $2.15, the favourite.
Yeah, and that price has sort of come in the last hour with Somnium from sort of around the $2.50, $2.60, which I thought was probably a good price, probably into about her right price now, Somnium. Just no luck last start at Bendigo. And out of that race, Lady Cartier, who was unlucky as well, won on Tuesday at Bendigo. So the form's been stacking up, and I think it's the one to beat. Hinch and Time, both runs in have been sound and looks the main danger. I think they have a fair bit on the rest. Mystic Eyes has got a place chance, ran quite well last time out, and maybe 14 cost a lot resuming. Failed on the wet track at its one run last time in, but definitely showed promise in its two-year-old career. But 12 and 5 ahead of 8 and 14.
12, 5, 8, 14. We go to race 6. Fillies and Mares 64. You can take out the 10. Number 3, She's Got Speed at 8.50, along with Music of the Night 8.50. Caribbean Pearl 2.50. Overstay at 5.50. Down to La Chica Rossa at 5. And Shoot Out at Dawn at $6.50.
I think he's certainly the most open of the races we've struck thus far, Nards. And I'm going with 6 Overstay. Had the 3 runs in, but more importantly, I think she'll run the mile very strongly. Caribbean Pearl probably presents with the best form, but whether she will run the mile, that's the query. But looks very well graded here, number 5, and a good winning chance, but I think she's well and truly found her mark in the market. 9 Shootout at Dawn. You just don't know how close she could have got at Caulfield. She was beaten a fair margin, but never got really clear any stage in the straight. It was a bit of a non-event for her. She can certainly run well here. And 4 Music of the Night is a winner here at Pakenham and comes through the same races Shootout at Dawn. And conversely, she was very wide on the track covering ground, so her run wasn't that bad either. So, yeah, quite a good competitive race. 6, 5, 9 and 4.
6 from 5, 9 and 4 in race number 6. We then go over to the next race, race 7. And this is over 1,400. Takeout runners 4, 5, 9 and 14. Number 1, Aero Victory at 4. 5 for Can't Remember. Lucky Prospector at 7. 4.80 for T for Shoe, and then you've got Skylake at 5.
Yeah, we've got the trifecta through the race won by Can't Remember here a couple of weeks ago lining up again, and they're all major chances, but I'm going to go with Can't Remember to win again. I thought the run 2 starts back was quite sound, and then he got the money last time out, and I think he'll run well again. The one that's through a different form line is number 10, T for Shoe, who got her win at 2,200 metres last preparation, but resumes here. Recent trial was okay, and always had a bit of time for this mare. I think first up she can run very well. 1 Aero Victory's been very consistent this preparation, can run well again, and 11 Skylake, who's the other one coming through that race won by Can't Remember. Remember, he's right in the mix as well, but not a lot between the top 4 chances, I think. Nards, 2, 10, 1 and 11.
So 2 from 10, 1 and 11. And then to the last, where you can take out 1, 12, 13 and 16. We've got number 5, Dinner Lake at 4.80, 3.40 Mastering. Now to Lord Mornington at 6.50. I would have thought so at $5, and longer odds the others.
Yeah, I'm with Dinner Lake here, the price has really caved in the last hour or so. He's... first up run was outstanding at Sandown. He really hit the line hard, and I think he's well suited here. Second up, I think there's good speed in the race, which will suit him because he'll get back, but he's got a good finish on him. I like him to beat 10, would have thought so, who's trialled up nicely, can certainly run well fresh. 8 Mastering, well, he all but fell here 2 weeks ago, clipped heels and was barely completed the course, but he trialled well before that. And 9 Lord Mornington, he's going to be part of that speed element. Since I've been riding him sheerly for sheer speed, he's really been going well, and he's somewhere in the mix. But I thought 5 each way was a little bit of value. 5, 10, 8 and 9.
So 5 from 10, 8 and 9. And what's your best, Ruffy, Quaddy, and your player of the night, Dean?
Yeah, my best is Somnium of the Shorties Nards, race 5, number 12. I think it's a backable price. The value's diminished a bit on race 8, number 5, Dinner Lake, but I'll make him the value. Quaddy, first leg, 5 and 12. Second leg, 4, 5, 6, 8 and 9. Third leg, 1, 2, 10, 11. And the last leg, 5, 8, 9 and 10. And my player of the night will be a parlay, 2, 3 and 4. They're all for the win. Race 1, number 6, Gita. Race 2, number 3, Flying Murty. Race 5, number 12, Somnium. And race 8, number 5, Dinner Lake.
Wonderful, Dean. Good punting. Thank you.
Beauty. Thanks.